The subject of this evening is the examples which, or the lessons which we can take from the life of a saint.
Tema večerašnjeg predavanja su pouke koje možemo izvući iz života svetaca.
Once one Sufi master said that a saint in this world is just like a tree who can give us, when we are on a journey, a necessary shade.
Jednom jedan Sufi majstor rekao da je svetac u ovom svijetu poput drveta koje nam može dati sjenu, utočište na suncu.
Yes. So when we are on our in our spiritual development, the presence of a saint can give us inspiration, and it can give us also, how would you say, necessary protection against mistakes and so.
Kada se nalazimo na putu duhovnog razvoja, onda nam sveta osoba može dati potrebnu inspiraciju, a također i zaštitu.
Yes. Before I continue, I have to say something to our technician. I think you used to do too much volume, too much bass, everything too much on this microphone. yes, this is much better, thank you. Our movement for Krishna consciousness is actually very old. It is said to be 5,000 years old, but we can hear that there is an oral tradition which goes further back until the beginning of the universe.
Rečeno da je ovaj naš pokret, odnosno ova naša tradicija, stara 5000 godina. No, međutim, mi saznajemo također da postoji i iza toga još starija tradicija i da zapravo ona seže do samih početaka svemira.
The Vedic scriptures, which are written in Sanskrit and are written down 5,000 years ago.
Vedski spisi koji su zapisani na sanskritu i to prije 5000 godina.
But the knowledge has been existing much more, much longer than that.
No, međutim, to znanje postoji zapravo još mnogo duže od tih 5000 godina.
Scientists have said that the Vedic scriptures have the primeval or the original knowledge of mankind.
Znanstvenici su rekli da vedski spisi sadrže izvorno znanje čovečanstva.
Now in these ancient scriptures there is a prophecy.
U tim drevnim spisima postoji jedno proročanstvo.
Prophecy which says that in this present age or this present time there will appear a great personality who will bring the knowledge of the Vedas from India into the West.
I u tim drevnim spisima, dakle, postoji proročanstvo koje govori o tome kako će se u ovo doba, današnje doba, pojaviti jedna osoba koja će to znanje iz vedskih spisa prenijeti iz Indije na zapad.
And the descriptions which are there in this prophecy seem to point very clearly towards the founder of the Hare Krishna movement.
A opisi dati u tom proročanstvu izgleda da vrlo jasno ukazuju na utemeljitelja ovog Hare Krishna pokreta.
It is said that this person will translate for the first time the Vedic scriptures from Sanskrit into the Western languages.
U tom proročanstvu je rečeno da će ta osoba po prvi put prevesti to znanje Veda sa sanskrita na zapadnjačke jezike.
And when Srila Prabhupada had left the planet, he had actually left 75 volumes of books which he had translated.
I kada je Srila Prabhupada napustio ovaj svijet, za sobom je ostavio 75 tomova knjiga, prevoda tih spisa.
It is also said that he would inspire the building of ashrams and temples in the West.
Također je rečeno da će on inspirirati gradnju ashrama i hramova na zapadu.
Where Western people would live according to the Vedic culture.
Gdje će zapadnjački ljudi moći živjeti u skladu sa vedskom kulturom.
Yes, I think you are aware that in this time and age there are many teachers from India, but the Hare Krishna people are very much known and outstanding from these other teachers just by their dress, who walks like this in Zagreb.
Vjerujem da vam je poznato da danas ima mnogo Indijaca, indijskih učitelja koji dolaze na zapad. No, međutim, mislim da su sljedbenici Hare Krishna na neki način izuzetni i poznati su po mnogim stvarima, kulturnim stvarima, kao na primjer tko hoda u ovakvoj odjeći po Zagrebu.
And with this very avantgardistic frizura, it is unique.
I sa ovakvom vrlo avangardističkom frizurom, ona je jedinstvena.
So I think this prophecy that there will be a great teacher in this age who will bring the Vedic culture, the form of the knowledge and the culture to the West points also directly to Srila Prabhupada.
I mislim da to proročanstvo koje govori o tome kako će se pojaviti osoba koja će prenijeti to vedsko znanje u obliku znanja i također u obliku kulture na zapad, također ukazuje na Šila Prabhupada.
I must tell you something very confidential here.
Moram vam ovdje reći nešto vrlo povjerljivo.
When Šila Prabhupada was on the planet, we were, as his disciples, filled with a lot of enthusiasm.
Kada je Šila Prabhupada bio ovdje na planetu, mi, njegovi učenici, bili smo ispunjeni entuzijazmom.
But he has left in the year of 1977, and afterwards our movement went through a little and even big crisis.
No, međutim, on je otišao 1977. I nakon toga naš pokret je prošao kroz male pa čak i velike krize.
It is not so easy to imbibe and digest, so to say, a spiritual culture in the absence of greats of such a big spiritual teacher.
Nije baš tako lako usvojiti i probaviti, da tako kažem, duhovnu kulturu u odsutnosti takvog velikog duhovnog učitelja.
But as we are moving into the future, we have received a lot of inspirations how to do this integration process.
No, međutim, kako se krećemo u pravcu budućnosti, u smjeru budućnosti, mi smo dobili mnogo inspiracije kako da riješimo te probleme.
We have learned the hard way from committing mistakes.
Naučili smo to na težak način, radeći pogreške.
So today I would like to tell you a little bit about the life of this teacher and some of his teachings, because I feel that from seeing such an example clearly before us, we can take the so to say, the important lessons for us and use them in our own lives.
I htio bih vam večeras nešto reći o njegovom životu i njegovim učenjima, jer gledajući njegov primjer možemo naučiti puno lekcija koje su nam važne u našem životu.
104 years ago Srila Prabhupada was born in a family of devotees of Krishna.
Prije 104 godine Srila Prabhupada se rodio u obitelji koja je bila svjesna Krishne.
He very fondly remembers his father, who made very sure that there would be two things in the life of his son.
On se s ljubavlju sjećao svoga dragog oca koji je vodio računa da, o tome da dvije stvari budu uvijek u životu njegovog sina.
One thing was that he wanted his son to learn this drum and sing the glories of Krishna.
Jedna je stvar bila da je on uvijek htio da njegov sin nauči svirati na ovom bubnju i da uz upratnje tog bubnja pjeva slave Krišne.
And the other thing is that Srila Prabhupada's father invited many saints into his house and he would always request them, please give your blessings to my little son that he becomes a pure devotee of Srimati Radharani.
A druga stvar o kojoj je uvijek vodio računa otac Srila Prabhupada je da je uvijek u svoj dom pozivao svete osobe i uvijek ih je molio, molim vas budite ljubazni i izručite blagoslove mom sinu tako da postane čisti bhakta Srimati Radharani.
In other words, the father of Srila Prabhupada wanted to make sure that his son becomes a spiritual person, not a worldly man.
Drugim riječima, Srila Prabhupadin otac je uvijek vodio računa o tome da Srila Prabhupada postane duhovna osoba, a ne svjetovni čovjek.
Srila Prabhupada remembers his childhood and says it was spent in visiting the temple and looking at the beautiful form of Krishna on the altar.
Srila Prabhupada se sjeća svog djetinjstva i kaže da ga je proveo odlazeći vrlo često u hram gospodina Krišne i gledajući ondje njegov prekrasan oblik.
And whereas ordinary children get the normal toys, pet dogs maybe and puppies, Srila Prabhupada's toys were the deities, forms of the Lord whom he would worship according to a certain ceremonial style.
I dok druga djeca dobivaju za igru različite igračke i možda nekakve kućne ljubimce i slično, Srila Prabhupadine igračke su bila božanstva koja je obožavao na određen način.
When he was still small, an astrologer was asked to give the horoscopic reading of the future, and he said when he looked on the chart, this person will cross the ocean and will open temples in the west.
Dok još bio dijete, pozvani su astrolozi da mu pročitaju njegovu budućnost i oni su rekli da će ta osoba preći ocean i otvoriti 108 hramova na zapadu.
At that time everyone in India thought, no, across the ocean there are only wild people living on the other side of the ocean.
U to vrijeme u Indiji su ljudi mislili i govorili, o ne, preko oceana, tamo žive samo divljaci, kako će ići tamo?
According to the Indian perspective, a wild man is a meat eater and non-vegetarian.
Prema indijskoj perspektivi, divljaci su ljudi koji jedu meso, koji su nevegetarijanci.
This is not very flattering for our Western culture, I know.
To baš nije neka pohvala našoj kulturi, znam to.
So, very soon, or at a very young age we should say, it showed that this personality or this child really had some amazing qualities as a spiritual leader.
I već u njegovoj ranoj dobi pokazalo se da ta osoba ima neke vrlo izuzetne osobine duhovnog vođe.
When he was around 10 years old, he wanted to organize a festival in the neighborhood.
Kad je imao samo 10 godina, on je poželio organizirati festival u svom susjedstvu.
His example was for this child festival was the card festival of Puri where 20 million people take part.
Uzor za taj njegov festival bio je festival kočija koji se odigravao u Puri u kojem sudjeluje 20 miliona ljudi.
He was virtually pestering his father or pushing his father that, father, you must get me a little card, and I will put the Lord on the card, and then together with melodious instruments we will pull this card through the neighborhood. It will be a big festival.
On je tjerao svog oca, zahtijevao je od njega oče, moraš mi nabaviti kočije, ja ću staviti gospodina na te kočije i zajedno učit ćemo ga kroz susjedstvo i ljudi će mu pjevati i obožavati.
I think we all smile at the idea of a little child organizing a festival where 20 million people take place.
Vjerujem da se svi mi smijemo na tu pomisao kako dijete pokušava organizirati festival na kojem uobičajeno sudjeluje 20 miliona ljudi.
But the festival became quite popular and the whole neighborhood took part. Streets had to be closed because this little boy saint was already charming the hearts of the people with his spiritual enthusiasm.
No, međutim, taj festival je stvarno postao prilično popularan i cijelo susjedstvo je uzimalo učešća u njemu, tako da su se ulice morale zatvoriti i vidjelo se kako taj dječak, svetac, već u takvoj ranoj dobi šarmira ljude, osvaja ih i privlači ih u duhovnom životu.
Later, this boy saint did something which many may not understand.
Kasnije taj dječak je učinio nešto što mnogi možda neće moći shvatiti.
He was married to a wife who did not share his spiritual interests.
On je oženjen ženom koja baš nije dijelila njegove duhovne interese.
It was not an easy time for him in his marriage life.
To baš nije bilo lako vrijeme za njega, taj brak.
His interests were only chanting, meditating about Krishna and spreading spiritual philosophy.
Njegov jedini interes su bili pjevanje, meditacija i širenje duhovne filozofije.
But his wife once sold his most holy book, the Srimad Bhagavatam, to get credit at a local merchant for tea and biscuits.
No, međutim, njegova žena je jednom prilikom prodala njegovu svetu knjigu Srimad Bhagavatam da bi dobila kredit kod lokalnih trgovaca kako bi mogla kupiti čaj i biskvite.
Yes. But he said later he went through this grihastha or marriage life in order to give an example that one should tolerate even the bad things of or the unpleasant things and go about doing his spiritual and also material duties.
No, međutim, on je kasnije rekao kako je prošao kroz taj obiteljski život, prihvatio ga da bi pokazao primjer kako osoba treba prihvaćati i neugodne stvari u životu i nastaviti izvršavati svoje duhovne i materijalne dužnosti.
If one becomes an irresponsible name in man or woman in the name of spiritual development, it will create bad karmic reactions and will blockade one's spiritual advancement.
Ako netko postane neodgovoran čovjek u ime duhovnog života, to će stvoriti posljedice, grešne posljedice u njegovom životu i to će blokirati, spriječiti njegov napredak na duhovnom putu.
So when he was around 56 or so and had fulfilled his obligations towards his family, his sons and daughters, he was getting repeated dreams of his spiritual master or spiritual teacher.
Kad je imao nešto više od 60 godina, on je već ispunio svoje obaveze prema svojoj obitelji, prema ženi i djeci i učestalo mu se u snu pojavljivao njegov duhovni učitelj.
Srila Prabhupada remembers that at that time his spiritual master often appeared to him in dreams and told him, it is time now for you to leave this material life and become a renounced monk, a sannyasi.
Srila Prabhupada se sjećao kasnije kako mu se njegov duhovni učitelj ponovno i ponovno pojavljivao i govorio mu kako je vrijeme da sada napusti taj obiteljski život i postane odvojeni monah, sannyasi.
This reminds me very much of one of my favorite spiritual heroes, Franciscus of Assisi.
to me podsjeća na jednu od vrlo dragih duhovnih inspiracija, na svetog Franju Asiškog.
He did not marry, but when he was around 20 or 25, in between this, he just threw away all his clothes and became, you know, gave that back to his to the world and became a monk who traveled through Italy and who saw God even in the sun and in the animals.
On se nije ženio, no međutim negdje između 20 i 25 godine on je u jednom trenutku odbacio svoju čak i odjeću, skinuo svjetelnu odjeću i dao je svijetu, odnosno svom ocu, i napustio je takav život i jednostavno je putovao naokolo poučavajući duhovno znanje. I vidio je, i uvijek je bio svjestan Boga, uvijek je vidio Boga i u suncu i u životinjama.
For our eternal benefit, we sometimes have to depart from a materialistic life which is almost like a which can be like a prison where we can't really move ourselves and develop and grow.
U određenom trenutku mi moramo napustiti materialistički život koji je poput zatvora i koji nam onemogućuje napredak i rast.
So Srila Prabhupada finally followed his spiritual master's inspiration and went to this holy place Vrindavan, where he prepared himself for his main mission in life.
I Šla Prabhupada je slijedio uputu svog duhovnog učitelja i otišao je konačno u duhovno središte u Vrindavan, gdje se pripremio za svoj misionarski život.
Now he was totally dependent on his Lord Krishna. He had no income and no support.
Sada je u potpunosti ovisio o Krišni. On nije imao nikakvih prihoda i nikakve podrške.
Yes, he lived in the town of Lord Krishna, the town of 33,000 temples.
I on je živio u Krišninom gradu, u gradu sa 33,000 hramova.
Once, when he was going on the road, a wild bull attacked him and pierced him into his body so that he was severely wounded.
Jednom dok je prolazio ulicama, napao ga je poludjeli bik i probao ga je tako da je bio ozbiljno ranjen.
I thought I had written this down, but then he remembers this. He said, this was the most difficult time. I was lying wounded in one temple and no one knew me, and I thought, did I have had made a mistake by surrendering my life to God?
I on se prisjećao toga, mislio sam da sam to zapisao, ali nemam to zapisano. On se prisjećao tog trenutka, rekao da mu je to bio najteži trenutak u životu. Ležao je u jednom hramu ranjen i nitko ga nije poznavao, i on je razmišljao o tome da li je možda napravio pogrešku time što je u potpunosti predao svoj život, posvetio ga Bogu.
Then he said, no, Krishna takes care of the ant and the birds. He will certainly take care of his devotee who has made himself totally dependent on him.
Međutim, onda rekao, ne, Krishna vodi računa i o pticama i o mravima. Sigurno će voditi brigu i o svom bhakti koji je potpuno posvetio svoj život njemu.
And he somehow survived.
I on je na neki način preživio to.
Yes. At that time he lived at the most spiritual place in Vrindavan, which is Seva Kunj.
U to vrijeme on je živio na najduhovnijem mjestu u Vrindavanu, koje se zove Seva Kunj.
It is said spiritually sensitive people can see in Seva Kunj the divine couple Radha and Krishna performing their eternal pastimes.
Rečeno je da duhovno osjetljive osobe mogu vidjeti božanski par Radu i Krišnu kako u Seva Kunju provode svoje božanske zabave.
And he, in other words, it is possible to have a spiritual perception of God there, who continues to reveal himself there.
Drugim riječima, moguće je imati duhovnu percepciju Boga ondje, koji se neprekidno ondje objavljuje.
we understand wherever you have a, whenever you have a realization of God, you will also see the dear devotees of Him.
Mi shvaćamo da gdje god imamo realizaciju Boga, doživljavamo Boga, da ćemo također vidjeti i drage njegove drage bhakte, štovatelje.
Yes, once Srila Prabhupada, he said he saw Rupa Goswami, a saint who lived 500 years back, coming to him and telling him, please, you must go in the west and fulfill the Vedic prophecy to bring the spiritual life and the spiritual knowledge of the Vedas to the western people, and I will be with you.
I Srila Prabhupada je rekao da je jednom prilikom imao viziju Srila Rupe Gosvamija, sveca koji je živio prije 500 godina, kako mu dolazi i koji mu je poručio, vrijeme je sada da odeš na zapad i da ondje poučavaš ovo duhovno znanje, a ja ću biti sa tobom.
At that time Srila Prabhupada worked on his translations.
U to vrijeme Srila Prabhupada je radio na svojim prijevodima.
And I will jump a little, finally in 1965 he was ready. He went to one man in Bombay who had a boat and knocked at the door and said, I must go to the west and spread this ancient tradition of spiritual knowledge.
I sad ću malo preskočiti, doći ćemo do 1965. kada je Srila Prabhupada bio konačno spreman i otišao do jedne osobe u Bombaju, zakucao na vrata i rekao je, ja moram otići na zapad da širim ovu vedsku tradiciju, vedsko znanje na zapadu.
He was informed, no, no, don't go there, it is too cold in the west, you will die, you are old now.
Međutim, ona mu je odgovorila, ne, ne, nemojte ići na zapad, tamo je previše hladno, umrijećete tamo na zapadu.
But he did not heed this advice, and with great personal difficulties he came to the west.
No međutim, on nije mario za ovo upozorenje i uz velike osobne poteškoće konačno je stigao na zapad.
He almost died from seasickness and a heart attack on the way over.
Vidite, on je skoro umro od morske bolesti i od srčanog udara na tom putu dok je putovao brodom.
When he went through the Mediterranean Sea, maybe he passed the Rijeka coast, at that time it was very difficult.
Dok je prolazio Mediteranskim morem, možda je prošao i uz obalu kraj Rijeke i bilo mu je vrlo teško tada.
Yes, and he thought he would die.
Da, i on je mislio da će umrijeti.
At that time he said that Krishna appeared to him ready to take him.
On je rekao da u to vrijeme, da mu se u to vrijeme Krishna pokazao, pojavio pred njim i da je bio spreman da ga uzme k sebi.
But he said, no, no, I'm not yet ready. I have not done my mission. Please let me stay a little bit more.
Ali on je rekao, ne, ne, još nisam spreman, još nisam izvršio svoju misiju. Molim te, dozvoli mi da ostanem još malo.
Some of us sometimes experience that death comes into the life of a near and dear one and takes him away.
Ponekad neki od nas imaju to iskustvo, dožive kako neke vrlo bliske i drage osobe umru.
For the materialist, God comes in the form of death.
Za materialističke osobe Bog se pojavljuje u obliku smrti.
For the devotee, death comes in the form of Krishna.
A za bhaktu smrt dolazi u obliku Krishne, odnosno Boga.
Yes, and the devotee can sometimes talk with Krishna in this form. No, 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 please leave me a few more years. I have not yet done my mission. And Krishna sometimes says yes.
I u takvim trenucima bhakta može razgovarati sa Krishnom i može čak reći Krishni, molim te, ne, ne, još nije vrijeme, još nisam izvršio svoju misiju, i Krishna može pristati na to i dati mu još nekoliko godina.
When Srila Prabhupada came to the west, he sat down in one park in America, He had a drum, not this drum, because it was too heavy to carry with him overboard, and he started to chant Hare Krishna.
I kad je stigao u Ameriku, Šrila Prabhupada je sjeo u jedan park i imao je sa sobom jedan bubanj, ne ovaj ovakav, ovaj je bio preveliki, pretežak da zanositi, jedan manji, i uz taj bubanj on je počeo pjevati Hare Krishna.
And he changed many people's life who just came in contact with him.
I on je promijenio živote mnogih ljudi koji su samo došli u dodir s njim.
I think this is very significant.
Ja mislim da je to vrlo značajna stvar.
The spiritual potency of a person can be measured really in how much he can affect others' life without being affected by them in a negative way.
Moć duhovne osobe može se mjeriti time koliko ta osoba može utjecati na živote drugih, a da oni ne utječu na njegov život na negativan način.
You can also measure your own spiritual strengths, or let me say personal growth and development, by how much you are able to influence or transform the people you come in contact with without becoming negatively influenced by them.
Također i vi možete mjeriti svoju duhovnu moć time koliko možete utjecati na ljude tako da se transformiraju pozitivno u duhovnom životu, a da oni za uzvrat ne utječu na vas.
In the old times there is an example of a beautiful prostitute, Lakshahira, who wanted to bring one saint to a fall down. She wanted to influence him that they had sex in the midst of the night.
Postoji jedan primjer iz davnina koji govori o Lakshahiri, jednoj prostitutki koja je htjela uzrokovati pad jedne svete osobe i navesti je da ima seks sa njom, da vodi ljubav sa njom usred noći.
Yes, and she wanted to have constables there who would see this and then imprison the saint.
I ona je htjela da svemu tome prisustvuju stražari koji će u tom trenutku onda uhititi tog sveca, odvesti ga u zatvor.
And it is described that Lakshahira was so beautiful that only the movement of her eyes would make the most self-controlled yogis uncontrolled.
A rečeno je da je ta Lakshahira bila toliko lijepa da je samo pokret njenih očiju mogao učiniti da osobe koje su bile potpuno samovladane postanu potpuno neobuzdane.
But in the association of Haridas Thakur, Lakshahira, instead of doing her thing, was just chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, starting to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Ali u društvu Haridas Thakura, ta Lakshahira, umjesto da učini da Haridas Thakur padne, počela je jednostavno pjevati Hare Krishna Maha mantru.
So Prabhupada changed many of the Western people who came in contact with him and became devotees.
I Srila Prabhupada je tako promijenio mnoge ljude koji su došli u dodir sa njim i koji su postali bhakte.
He has changed me also.
On je promijenio i mene.
I had a different lifestyle and a total different goals in my life, but here I am, a changed person.
Ja sam imao drugačiji životni stil i potpuno druge ciljeve u životu, ali evo tu sam, promijenjena osoba.
The spiritual potency of a saint can be seen how much he can transform hearts.
Duhovna moć osobe može se vidjeti po tome koliko ta osoba može promijeniti srca drugih ljudi.
I want to now slowly come to the end of my presentation on Srila Prabhupada. I would like to talk a little bit about his teachings.
I želim doći do kraja ove prezentacije o životu Srila Prabhupada i želim govoriti nešto o njegovim učenjima.
In India it is well known that Srila Prabhupada taught one path, the path of Sharanagati.
U Indiji je poznato da je Srila Prabhupada poučavao jedan put koji se naziva putem Sharanagati.
What is that?
Što je to?
It is the path of connecting with the Lord.
To je put povezivanja sa Gospodinom.
See, between you and God is a big mountain.
Vidite, između vas i Gospodina postoji velika planina.
This velika planina is in your heart.
Ta velika planina se nalazi u vašem srcu.
It's your false ego.
To je vaš lažni ego.
This is so strong.
On je toliko jak.
It means that you, the eternal soul, have forgotten that you are a part of God and you think you are European or German or Hamburg person.
Ta lažni ja znači da ste zaboravili da ste djelić i čestica Boga i da mislite da ste Evropljanin, Hrvat ili iz Hamburga ili Zagreba ili bilo kog drugog.
The Vedic scriptures say, O child of immortality.
A vedski spisi kažu, O dijete besmrtnosti.
Why have you forgotten who you are?
Zašto si zaboravio tko si?
For you there is no birth and no death.
Za tebe nema rođenja i smrti.
Now it's time to wake up.
Sada je vrijeme da se probudiš.
So the process to wake up from our material illusions and to connect again with the Lord is the sixfold path of sharanagati or surrender to the Lord.
I taj put pomoću kojeg se možemo probuditi iz naših iluzija u pravoj stvarnosti, duhovnoj stvarnosti, je put sharanagati, šesterostruki put.
Tomorrow,
predavanje Bogu.
Tomorrow I would request you to practice two items of this path and see how your whole Monday changes.
Sutra bih vas zamolio da prakticirate dva puta ovog šaranagati i da vidite kako će se vaš ponedjeljak u potpunosti promijeniti.
When you do something, ask yourself first the question, is this good for Krishna or is it only good for me?
Kada učinite nešto, pitajte se da li je to dobro za Krišnu ili je to dobro samo za mene.
Is it good for God or is it only for my own selfish goals?
Da li je to dobro za Boga ili je to dobro samo za moje sebične ciljeve?
Well, this is enough. If you just this one point is enough if you follow.
Čak i ova jedna poanta je dovoljna ako je pokušate prakticirati.
You will see how your whole life magically transforms.
Vidjet ćete kako se vaš cijeli život magično transformira.
This little point will influence how you deal with people, for instance.
Ta mala poanta će utjecati na vaš odnos prema ljudima, na primjer.
It will decide what you do and what you don't do.
Odlučit će o tome što ćete činiti, a što nećete.
It might also raise a question in you.
Ona može također probuditi pitanje u vama.
What satisfies Krishna?
Što to zadovoljava Krishnu?
Who is he?
Tko je on?
And you might find out I know so little. My ideas are very vague.
I možete možda otkriti, ja znam toliko malo, moje ideje su toliko bljede, nejasne.
Yes. Please, and there are six other points like this.
I tako postoji šest takvih poanta poput ove.
The idea of this path is that you should always look for a higher connection in your life.
Ideja tog puta je da uvijek trebate tražiti višu vezu u svom životu.
And with this higher connection, the connection to Krishna, you will see how amazing things start to happen in your life.
I s tom višom vezom s Krishnom, možete vidjeti kako se zapanjujuće stvari dešavaju u vašem životu.
Let us use the example of this light. When this light is connected with electricity, it has a very bright light which makes everything very very bright and clear.
Možemo uzeti primjer ove svjetiljke. Kada je ona povezana sa strujom, onda ona daje vrlo jako i jasno svjetlo.
But when it's not connected to the electricity, when there's no such connection, it just stands around without a purpose really.
No međutim, kada nije povezana sa strujom, onda ona samo stoji sa strane bez neke prave svrhe.
The way Srila Prabhupada taught us to connect with Krishna is well, there are many points, but to chant always his holy name, that's the essence really.
Šrila Prabhupada nas je učio da je suština tog povezivanja sa Krišnom pjevanje Hare Krishna.
Because in this holy name there is so much spiritual potency included that it can change your whole life.
Jer to sveto ime sadrži toliko duhovne moći da može u potpunosti promijeniti vaš život.
And he taught us the exact techniques of doing this.
I on nas je poučio pravim tehnikama kako to možemo učiniti.
When he left the world in 1977, he said, I will stay with you in an unmanifest form.
Kad je on 1977. napustio ovaj svijet, on je rekao, ja ću ostati s vama u nemanifestiranom obliku.
You can contact me.
Vi ćete moći uspostaviti kontakt sa mnom.
You can experience the strength from me.
Moći ćete dobiti snagu od mene.
You can contact me in his books.
Moći ćete uspostaviti kontakt sa mnom kroz moje knjige.
Now I must tell you some shocking news. Most of the Hare Krishna people don't read Prabhupada's books.
Sad vam moram reći jednu najšokantniju stvar, a to je da većina članova Hare Krishna pokreta ne čita Šrila Prabhupadine knjige.
Because most of them are very normal people.
Jer uglavnom većina njih su obični ljudi, normalni ljudi.
Who don't have so much attraction to literature.
Koji nemaju baš previše privlačnosti prema literaturi.
But those who do, there is also some percentage, they experience an amazing and almost magical presence of Srila Prabhupada in his books.
No, međutim, oni koji to čine, osjećaju, a postoji jedan postotak koji to čini, oni osjećaju najnevjerojatniji, gotovo magični učinak tih knjiga na njihove živote.
And so do many people who are getting a book in the books, you know, by the book distributors and so on.
I postoje mnogi ljudi koji dobivaju te knjige, koji imaju te knjige kroz preko naših ljudi koji dijele te knjige.
Yes. So a saint can really does not really disappear or die like an ordinary person.
Dakle, sveta osoba ne umire poput obične osobe, ne nestaje kao obična osoba.
But he continues to live on.
On nastavlja živjeti.
His residence is in the heart of the people who are still desiring the contact with him.
Njegovo obitavalište su srca ljudi koji još uvijek žele imati dodir sa njim.
I would like to encourage all of you to try to connect yourself with Srila Prabhupada through his wonderful teachings.
Htio bih vas ohrabriti da se družite sa Srila Prabhupadom kroz njegova predivna učenja.
These teachings are not the teachings of an individual spiritual teacher, but he represents a whole spiritual tradition.
Ta njegova učenja nisu učenja nekog pojedinca, nekog duhovnog učitelja, već jedne cijele duhovne tradicije.
And you will see how this knowledge which you receive will guide you.
I vi ćete vidjeti kako će vas to znanje koje ćete dobiti voditi u životu.
Do you remember the story of Theseus who went to Creta into the labyrinth to kill the Minotaurus?
Da li se sjećate priče o Tezeju koji je otišao na Kretu da bi ubio Minotaura?
The Minotaur was a mixture between a bull and a human being, and he was feasting on the meat of the young seven young boys and seven young girls who came, I think, every weekend in the labyrinthus.
Minotaur je bio kreatura koja je bio mješavina polu čovjek, polu bik, i on se hranio sa sedam dječaka i sedam djevojčica koje su mu davali na kraju svakog tjedna.
Yes, so
one hero, Theseus, was throwing his sword in the heart of the Minotaurus and in this way killed the monster.
I taj heroj Tezej je bacio svoj mač i pogodio Minotaura u srce i ubio monstru moja.
But then how to get out of the labyrinth?
Ali onda se pojavio problem, kako izaći iz labirinta.
We all know the story, the daughter of the king had given him like a threat.
Spule.
And then he knew by following the threat how to get out before he entered.
Mi znamo priču, on je dobio klupko jednog konca prije nego što je ušao u taj labirint i zahvaljujući tom klupku on se mogao nazad i vratiti.
I feel many of you have already started to fight with the Minotaurus in your own heart.
Ja vjerujem da se većina vas već počela boriti sa Minotaurom u svom srcu.
You have understood that that your materialism and your false ego will not bring you to any happy end in your life.
Većina vas je već shvatila da vas vaš ego neće dovesti do sretnog kraja u životu.
Now you're still in the labyrinth of life.
Sada se još uvijek nalazite u labirintu života.
Where to go? How to get out?
Kamo otići? Kako izaći?
The Vedic scriptures are written for this purpose.
Vedski spisi su napisani u tu svrhu.
And therefore Srila Prabhupada stressed so much to translate them as an inspiration and a threat to help us to go through the different windings of our lives.
Stoga je Šila Prabhupada uložio toliko mnogo truda da ih napiše, da nam budu vodič poput tog konopca, poput te niti kroz zavoje u našem životu.
Here in the Sunday feast we give only a general presentation of the Vedic ideas.
Na ovim nedeljnim programima mi dajemo samo o ovoj našoj filozofiji, ovom učenju.
But starting with tomorrow evening we do have a very nice and practical seminar called My Relationship to God, How to Develop That.
No počev od sutrašnje večeri mi ćemo davati jedan zanimljiv seminar koji govori o tome kako možemo razviti svoj odnos sa Bogom.
At the end of this lecture this will be announced.
A na kraju ovog predavanja taj seminar će biti najavljen.
Yes. So I wish you all the best.
Ja vam želim sve najbolje.
Please understand that a spiritual saint is like a tree in the desert who can give you shade on your own path.
Molim vas da shvatite da je sveta osoba u vašem životu poput drveta u pustinji kojim vam može dati sjenu na vašem putu.
Such a personality does not die like an ordinary man who moves out of a life and is lost for us.
Takva duhovna osoba ne umire poput običnog čovjeka koji odlazi i izgubljen je za nas.
But you can contact him by the message he has given.
Vi ga naprotiv možete kontaktirati, možete uspostaviti odnos sa njim kroz poruku koju je ostavio.
And you can learn this spiritual science of becoming a spiritually happy personality.
I možete naučiti ovu duhovnu nauku i postati sretna duhovna osoba.
Yes. So all right, I will end here.
Ovdje ću završiti.
We will now make a little pause of about 2 minutes. Yes, this is a really little pause. Because I want to take you now, I want to kidnap you from from here. I want to bring you by a slide show to the spiritual India.